It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And with football right around the corner, no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate the return of football, DraftKings is giving all users a no-brainer to start the season. You don't want to miss this. DraftKings has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. So even if Kansas City loses by 100 points, you still win with DraftKings Sportsbook. That's what you call a no-brainer. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN to take advantage of this no-brainer of an offer. That's promo code KSN to get in on all of the action for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's time for Tucker's Tape and time to welcome in our buddy Ross Tucker. Ross, how you doing today?
Jim, I am doing awesome. How about you? I'm doing the Army game against Middle Tennessee State on CBS Sports Network at 1:30 on Saturday. So I'm absolutely fired up, man. I didn't know if I'd be doing any college football game. So I'm excited to be at a college football game and calling it on TV. It should be awesome. So looking forward to it. I will say this. It is weird that I'll be at a college football game on Saturday calling it, yet, you know, Penn State and the Big Ten and Pac-12 aren't playing. It's just such a weird, weird dynamic.
It is, but I'll tell you what, for us Penn State fans, we've had this conversation. I know you and I have, and I have with some other folks about who do you root for if Penn State's not playing. The military academies are always a good team. They're fun to watch. How could you root against them? And we get to hear our buddy Ross Tucker do the game. So where else should you be 1:30 on Saturday but watching CBS Sports Network and listening to our buddy Ross? All right, Ross, I gave this disclaimer in quarter number one. I'm going to do it again now. We are recording this show on Thursday, and I know it'll be Friday or Saturday till a lot of folks hear it. And news is coming so fast and furious with the Big Ten. So if we sound a little behind on things, that would be why. And I know the latest rumor is that potentially there could be a decision on Friday from the Big Ten about perhaps getting back into the season in October. I'm not going to get into that in detail, but it leads me to this, Ross, the question I've wanted to ask you about, which is there are a lot of Penn State players who really need a football season to help them with their professional career, correct?
There's no question about it. I would say a number of them, and even some of the ones that don't need a season necessarily this year, could have positioned themselves to go pro or be drafted high with a good season this year, which evidently they still might have. I mean, this is the craziest thing ever.
It really is. And there's some players. Micah Parsons has already opted out. And candidly, I'm not sure there's anything more he could do to help his draft status. Pat Freiermuth is another example who will be an early draft pick if he chooses to play. That's great for us as Penn State fans. But if he chose not to, you could understand. But there's a lot of other players that they need this season for their draft stock. Why don't we go into them a little bit? Where do you want to start with our list, Ross? It's up to you.
Well, I've got the depth chart in front of me, Jim, and I'll just go through it, right? You know, I don't think any receiver is in that position. You know, I guess theoretically, Jahan Dotson could have or could have had a breakout season and then maybe entertained leaving after his third year because he has gotten a pretty decent amount of time his first 2 years. I don't really think that's the case, though. If you look at the offensive line, Rashid Walker's interesting because it's his second year as a starter. It will be his third year of eligibility, so he would be allowed to go pro in the April 2021 draft, or at least currently the April 2021 draft. And so it'll be interesting to see whether or not, you know, that he would have been able to have that kind of really good year and get them to a place where he felt comfortable to leave school. You know, for some reason, if they do it not, you know, January or whatever, I don't really see that happening, but there is a possibility for him. Michael Mennett at center, I think, is already going to get drafted in the middle rounds. I think if he had a really good year, he could move up perhaps a round or two. So, you know, if he's, I'm just throwing this out there. Let's say he's considered a fourth round pick right now. The really good year, he could maybe be a third round pick, be a day two pick. There's a decent amount of a difference financially there. If you're able to move up around, and even just like, you know, if you're a day two pick, second or third, they really have you in the plans. If you go in the fourth or fifth, you really got to scratch and claw. It's a big difference, Jim. It really is. I mean, the difference between second day pick and a third day pick is significant. The other one is Will Fries. You know, if Will Fries wants to have a professional career, he needs to play, have another year, and he needs to have a really good year. He needs to have a really, really good year. So we'll see. I hope – this is the thing too, Jim. I hope these guys have a season. I hope they get this opportunity because I want Will Fries to feel like – he got his chance to have an opportunity at a pro career, you know? And I guess right now they're saying that this is like a free year eligibility wise. So there's so many questions. I'm so confused as to what's going on there, as to, you know, whether or not all the fifth year seniors would be able to come back and what they do scholarship wise, blah, blah, blah. But he really needs another year and he needs a good one. You know, Pat Freiermuth, I think, is sort of a known commodity. So I don't think he really falls in that category. And then just wrapping up the offense, theoretically, Sean Clifford could have one of those years where he takes a big step between year one as a starter and year two as a starter. And we've seen some of these Oklahoma quarterbacks do that. Joe Burrow did that. So theoretically, Clifford could be in that situation. And then Journey Brown. I think Journey Brown's already ranked pretty high. I know some people have him ranked as the number one running back. So there's already a lot of positive momentum there. So he's probably almost in the Freiermuth category where he's not really hurt that badly if he doesn't have a season. But I guess if there were a season, he would have had a chance to really solidify his standing for the upcoming draft. And he looks like a really strong candidate to leave school early. So between Freiermuth, who we think is as good as gone, Micah Parsons, who already is gone, and Journey Brown, that's at least three Penn State players that, you know, appear likely, I would say, to be early entries to April's draft.
Russ, you mentioned Journey Brown, and it leads me to two questions. One is, how much does position affect this? And then where I'm headed with that question is, at running back, you know the skills that Journey Brown has. Might you like the fact, as an NFL team, that there's not a lot of miles on the tread there? And the second part to the question is, Journey Brown had an incredible Cotton Bowl, as did Micah Parsons. Is there also a little bit of, hey, let that be my final statement as a player and leave that as the lasting impression for the NFL scouts?
Well, so the one thing that's very clear about the NFL these days is it's really about talent. And maybe that sounds stupid, Jim, and obvious, but you're almost better off only playing a year or two of college and really flashing ability than you are staying and going ahead and playing enough that they see some of your flaws. I mean, it's not the way it should be, Jim. It's really not. But I am convinced that some of these guys, maybe Jason Awe, as we get to the defense, falls into that category. But I think you're right about Journey Brown. I mean, that's the last thing people see of him. He finished the year really strong. They know he's got the physical ability. If he played another year, you know, maybe they'd be like, well, man, he's not as good as he was at the end of last year, or his pass protection isn't great, even though he's had another whole year to work on it, or what, you know, whatever the case may be, right? Whereas if he doesn't play, it's like, well, he only got a chance to play 2 years. He really didn't play till last year, and he was rotating till the end of the season. You know, it's like, it's almost like sometimes the more they see, the more flaws they can point out. And transitioning then to the defense, I think you look at a guy like Shaka Toney. He needed to have a big year to move up the charts. There's no doubt in my mind that if he had a big year, he could have – I think he's probably a late-round pick right now. I think with a big year, he could have been a mid-round pick. Mustafa is another guy that put him in the Rashid Walker category, where it's like maybe he can have a really good breakout year, and he could have been a candidate to go. I mean, I've seen – mock drafts that have Jason Awe in the first round. And we talked about this before. It feels like he's barely played. So he could have used a season, or could use a season, to really show that he's not just potential and he's not just physical ability and he can actually make plays, but on a consistent basis. But he may or may not get that opportunity, and it may or may not matter for him. And then in the secondary, I think both Lamont Wade and Tariq Castro Fields are guys that needed to play and or need to play and play well to really, you know, get drafted where they would want to be drafted.
How about Brisker?
You know, that's a good one. I hadn't thought of that, but yes, I think Brisker's another one as well. You know, the JUCO guys are weird because it's like, you know, it's like they just got here and they're already there. But yes, I think Brisker's a guy that could get drafted with a big year. I think that's a good call by you, Jim.
Well, every once in a while, you know, blind squirrel, acorn, and all that, Ross. All right, that is it for quarter number two. Stick around. In quarter number three, we get to your questions, and we get to ask Ross. And don't forget, you have the great prize for the best question, those wonderful Labatt Blue shirts. Stick with us.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. For week one of the football season, DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. Even if Kansas City loses by 100 points, you would still cash your bet. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.